The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Just another disclaimer, I want to say that everything I talk about in this podcast is very subjective. I'll be talking about my own opinions and thoughts, and you do not have to agree with me. I encourage you to have your own opinion and not feel attacked if my opinion is different from yours. Thank you and enjoy the show!
I'm like gonna read one more chapter.
That made me sick.
Why would you break up?
To lovers?
Yes, please.
Is it seriously 2 a.m.?
We go back together.
I'm literally gonna
throw my book.
Shh.
Sorry.
You're listening to the Midnight Romantics podcast. Bedtime's option, right?
Hello, readers, and welcome back to the Midnight Romantics, the podcast where we stay up way past our bedtime chatting about romance books. So today we have a very fun episode. I had an episode in season one where we talked about book boyfriends, but we mostly focused on the good ones and kind of the things we liked about book boyfriends. But this one, we are peeling back the curtain and we are talking about the bad ones. So we're talking about book boyfriends we don't like and some of the toxic traits and red flags that accompany them. I would like to introduce my guest today. She was on the very first episode of the podcast in season one. Please welcome Piper back to the podcast.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me.
I'm so happy you're here. And so we're kind of just going to have a little chit-chat today. So we're first going to talk about, because we were just like kind of discussing this earlier, but our least favorite book boyfriend. So I have kind of like a list. So I'm just going to kind of go through the list and we're just going to like share our thoughts on these characters. So the first one we're going to talk about is Gale from the Hunger Games. Okay. If anyone is team, I'm going to put a poll on my Instagram, but if anyone is team Gale, I need to understand why. Like I genuinely need to understand why. So Piper, what are your issues with Gale?
I started off liking him because I hadn't really like we hadn't really learned anything about PETA like before they got into the games, but I feel like he was too similar to Katniss, and that's why like first of all they weren't like super like PETA was better because they weren't as mm-hmm. Oh my god, what am I trying to say, they weren't as compatible. He also blew up her sister. He made the bomb.
Rest
that,
in peace, Prim. Yeah, he made rest the, in peace, Prim.
I mean technically
he dropped the bomb, but he was responsible for crafting the bomb that killed Prim and a bunch of other kids.
A bunch of children, yeah. I feel like he was just very, like, goal-oriented. Like, he just, like, he had his own plan, and if you didn't want to go with that, then you mm-hmm. kind of just, like, he would kind of disregard you. And I think that once Katniss got into the games, he realized that her plans were different. Like, their plans were different, and mm-hmm. I think that he was also just jealous.
Also, okay, bro was mega jealous when she was, like, in the games and, like, having a romance with PETA, but PETA felt it was real. She was just doing it for, like, the camera. Yeah. It was, like, kind of real for her, but she was also just doing it for the cameras. Bro was jealous of her. Girl, she's trying to survive.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see you in the Hunger Games. Like, I'm sorry, but what would you be doing if you were in the Hunger Games? Like, she is trying to get support from the people so she can survive, and, like, you're sitting at home pouting? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously?
I feel like I can understand, like, if you had such a close connection with someone and then they go off and you see them with someone else like this, that would hurt. But I feel like there's
perspective.
Bigger, like,
place and time.
Yeah, there's a place and time for that. And when someone's fighting for their life, it's not okay for you to just be like, oh, she's kissing another boy. Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm going to let that ruin my entire life. Like, I understand where he's coming from, definitely. But I feel like it just wasn't the right time to be thinking about mm-hmm. that when he didn't even know if, she, like, Katniss didn't even know if she was going to be able to, like, come back and see her family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's always, like, this is kind of, like, a trope where they have, like, a friend, or, like, they have a lover back, like, the main female character
yes.
has a lover back home, and then they go somewhere else. Like, this connects to, like, other ones that we're going to talk about, like, The Selection and, Fourth Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a lover or, like, a friend,
yes.
a really strong friendship, and then they go, and then you realize how, like, toxic that friendship or that,
yeah.
like, it's usually a guy, how that guy is
yeah.
when they meet the new person.
Yeah. And they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
What have I been missing out on this
yeah.
whole time?
Not like,
Gale.
You actually
okay.
suck. Like, you were my only option. That's why I was with you.
Yeah. I feel like Gale was a good friend, but like.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think
the only option. You're like, District 12, Gale is the only option. But she never even saw Gale in a romantic way. Like, she never did.
I think it was more of, like, just, like, they were in this, like, they were going through the same, like, they had
yeah.
shared trauma. Like, they were both growing up in District 12. They were both trying to help their families out and just do, like, provide for their, like, community and things mm-hmm. like that. And I think that that's really what drew them together because they were so similar in that way.
Yeah.
But I think that it just should have stayed friends.
Agreed. Next, we'll talk about Dane from Fourth Wing.
Oh, my God.
So I've only read the first book, so Piper's read all three, yeah. So she has more context, and apparently Dane has a character arc.
He does get better. Like, I'm not saying he's, like, Zayden level, but...
I'm choosing to ignore that for now. Okay, so Dane just sucks. Like, he's so annoying. Yeah. Like, he's trying... Like, from what I remember, because I read Fourth Wing a while ago, but from what I remember, he's, like, trying to protect Violet, yes. but he also has no belief in her whatsoever yes. that she can actually function as a human by herself.
He wanted her to be a scribe so that she wouldn't... Yeah. In danger. And, like, I understand you care about someone a lot. You want to protect them. But at the same time, he took it too far and was saying, like, he was micromanaging her. And, like, yeah. she's, throughout the book, she, like, grows into, like, I mean, she grows into a really strong, like, individual. And she doesn't, like, Dane just didn't see that in her from the first book. Like, he does get better. Like, I'm not saying he's, like, a great character still, but he does definitely improve. I wrote so many,
Dane is honestly just pure rage bait. Yeah. Like, he was rage baiting me.
I would write, when I would read at night, I read the first book on my Kobo, and I just, like, highlight sentences that he said and be like, in all capital, no one asked you, Dane. Like, bug out. Like,
no one asked for your opinion, Dane. And yeah. then the way, like, it Dane's such a rule follower, too.
Yes.
Like, I could imagine, like, him, like, tucking his hair behind his beard, like, but we're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah.
Or, like, because what was he? He wasn't a wing leader like Zayden, but he was, like, he was a leader to some degree, right? From what I remember, is that correct?
Because I've seen, like, a lot of reels about this, too, that are funny, where Dane told Violet to stay away from the Mark Ones, and then she basically, like, befriends literally all of them, which is, like, it's so funny. But I think he didn't trust her, he got very jealous because I think he, like, saw her as more than a friend, and she didn't really see that at the time. Mm-hmm. But I think
because she did at the beginning.
Yes.
But then he was like,
because,
no.
Again, he was like,
he had
the
power
only
over her, essentially.
He was, like, the only option. Like, she hadn't really, like, met any other.
Yeah, it's because they always, like, the female main characters, they always have, like, a lover from, like, their old world.
Yes.
And they come into the new world, and they're like, wow.
Yeah.
People like Zayden
exist.
And
then the guys from the old world aren't ready for that, and they're like.
Yeah, and they're just, like, they're just chopped. Yeah. Like, Dane was just not on Zayden's level.
Yeah.
He just couldn't compete.
Like, I hope in the end Dane finds somebody, but Violet was just not,
they're just not a good match.
No.
And Piper keeps saying, if I don't read the rest of Fourth Wing in 10 years, then she can spoil it for me. Because I haven't finished it yet.
She needs someone to talk to about it.
She needs someone to talk to. She's like, if you don't finish it in 10 years, then I'm just going to spoil it.
I'm like, so,
okay.
Yep.
I guess I'll start reading soon.
You better.
There's a clock ticking.
Yep.
Okay. Next, let's talk about Jeremiah Fisher from The Summer I Turned Pretty. I haven't talked about The Summer I Turned Pretty on this podcast in a hot minute. Jer-Bear needs to be talked about. He has a really fine taste for jewelry. He picks out really small rings. My favorite part of the show is when he's giving Belly the ring and he's wearing glasses, and it's the only time in the show he's ever worn glasses, and people are like, bro had to pull out the glasses because he couldn't see the ring.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. Anyways, I have so many issues with Jeremiah. But I know you haven't read... I only read the first book, but I watched the entire show. And you stopped watching the show because
you just...
I've
only watched the first season.
Couldn't... But, like, what do you not like about Jeremiah?
He seemed very childish.
Yes.
Which can sometimes be a good thing, but just, no, it was
he
just
has,
cringy.
Like, golden retriever energy, but in, like, the worst way possible.
In an annoying way. Like, you just wanted them to, like... He just seemed like he was always kind of just there. And, like, he always had some sort of, like, cringy dialogue or, like... something to say that was just like, no, we're not gonna say that. Like, I kind of just wanted to slap him the whole
time. He's very slappable. He's very annoying. And like Conrad's not like that much better as a character, but like,
no.
I just like Conrad like way more than Jeremiah, just mm-hmm. because like, I don't know. Jeremiah's just like,
when he was playing volleyball, guys, that was pure secondhand.
Oh my god, I was actually so embarrassed.
It was
like,
so bad.
Like, okay, so like, if you haven't seen like the show, there's this part where like, they're doing like a volleyball tournament, and like Belly plays volleyball, so she's like good at it, and she was on a team with Jeremiah. This bro cannot play.
Nope.
He cannot play volleyball. He was like,
It's just like him flailing around. Yeah. Like he couldn't hit the ball, and then so he switches out with Conrad, and then Conrad's like crushing it. Mm-hmm. And it was just, and then he's just like watching them from the yeah. sidelines, and it was just like, it was just really embarrassing.
Yeah.
So yeah, Jeremiah, he's just childish and he's annoying.
Also, he kind of like went after Belly knowing that she like liked Conrad.
That she liked Conrad.
And I feel like he like maybe did this like subconsciously, like
I think so too.
Like took like manipulate, like maybe not manipulate, but he kind of took advantage of her knowing that like Conrad had hurt her, so mm-hmm. he kind of just like, oh, that's my opportunity. But like
and like he probably liked her too because yes. Conrad did, like because yeah. he's like, he kind of is like, in that regard, he is kind of embodying like kind of like, I think, a common thing with younger siblings where as I speak as an older sibling, where you're like, oh, you want what the older sibling has. And yeah. so I feel like Jeremiah kind of did that a little bit, because I feel yeah. like he's always lived his life in Conrad's shadow to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Because like Conrad's doing this, Conrad's doing that,
yeah.
or whatever. I feel like Jeremiah's can be selfish a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
I
think he's just like, he's just immature, and I feel like he hasn't,
yeah.
like Conrad has kind of realized like the reality of the world and how things can be hard, and he's kind of dealt with that. But I feel like Jeremiah's still living in like this like childhood bliss, and like Conrad's mm-hmm. kind of maybe protected him a little bit from that, even though Jeremiah isn't aware that that's
agree.
What's been going on.
I agree. I'm just a Conrad girly. we love Conrad. Yeah, that's what I have to say about that. Okay, so we are going to play a game next. I'm really excited. This is going to be a really fun game. So essentially, we've just compiled a list of traits that we think are, like, toxic or red flags in, like, book boyfriends. Some of them are kind of more personal to us, I would say.
Yeah.
so you might not agree, but essentially, I put them all in a spinner. And so I'm going to spin the spinner, and Piper's going to get two of the traits, and she has to pick which one she would rather have in her book boyfriend. And then at the end, we're gonna write them all down. We're gonna have like four or five, and then we're gonna read out our book boyfriends and see who has the worst one based on the tropes that we got, or not tropes, but the characteristics that we got. Okay, you're going first. Okay,
okay.
So you're, make sure you're writing this down as well. So your first two traits to choose from are when he growls.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm currently in the process of listening to the first book of A Court of Thorns and Roses on audiobook, and so there's a lot of growling that occurs.
Tamlin's a growler.
Tamlin is a growler.
I feel like in all fantasy okay. books, the men are growling about something.
Okay. So that's your first one. So, when he growls versus low-key a stalker.
Oh. Okay, so that's giving, like, clingy or growling. Okay, well, that's really hard, because I feel like growling, like, maybe, I don't know if you, I don't know if, like, I feel like that'd be really off-putting, but, like, being stalked is also just, like, boundaries, man.
Yeah, boundaries.
Oh,
what's it gonna be? You wanna date a growler or a stalker?
But I feel like growling could be more controlled, because, like, if,
yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna choose growling, because
okay.
I think I need my personal space is really important, and I think that if,
yeah.
like, someone's always kind of just there, then I'm gonna wanna be, like, I'm gonna wanna want them to step away.
So you're picking growl?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, my turn.
I said that so proudly, I should.
Yeah, I'm yeah. choosing growl. Okay, mine is stone-faced.
Oh.
We were talking about that. So he just, like, doesn't show any sort of emotion on his face
yeah.
at all. Okay, stone-faced or or smirking.
Oh, my God.
So we've got, okay, low-key, I'm going to pick smirking
yeah.
just because it shows a little bit more character or emotion
yeah.
other than, like, when you're stone-faced, you're just, like,
yeah.
you're just blank, like, you don't know, you can't read someone
did the
like that
expression, like,
I just got
gonna see.
Sorry, I just like reenacted
yeah.
stone face. I'm like, wait, no one can see this. Plus, if it's like a smirk like Flynn Rider, so I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm picking smirk. Okay,
we got a growler and a smirker.
A growler and a smirker. Whoa. Okay, Piper's next. All right, here we go. Clingy.
Oh, I just got
which is kind of similar to stalker.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, clingy or constant rage.
That's me. We'd be too much for each other. We're both constantly raging.
Constantly rage.
Okay, so clingy or constant rage. Well, that's really hard, because again, like, personal space, like, I don't want you to always be like right there and like not have any hobbies or like
Like, that's, like, I understand, like, you want a little bit of attention.
It's kind of similar to the stalker
one. Yeah, like, of course I want a little bit of attention, but, like, if I'm, like, the only thing that you're, like, think, like, I don't know, just, like, thinking about or just constantly, like, you don't have any, like, any hobbies or anything, like, that's weird. That's a red flag, but I think I'm going to choose that one over clingy, because clingy people are just, no.
Okay, all right, so constant rage it is.
Wow,
I feel like growling.
I have a really aggressive man.
Growling
right now.
In constant rage. It's literally Tamblyn.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Okay, me. Next.
Okay.
Got ponytail. Okay, that's what Piper put in. Because, like, in fantasy, in, like, romanticy books, the guy always has a ponytail. And, yeah. like, it when, sometimes can rub us the wrong way. Nothing wrong with having a ponytail. No, it's mostly just in a fantasy book.
It's because I can't picture it. Like, I feel like I don't have any examples in my life that look good. So, like, when it's, like, he tied up his hair in a man bun, I'm like, nope, he has, like, short, like, curly hair or something that's not, like... Because I just picture, like, a slicked back,
they
like,
describe
ponytail.
It usually as a greasy or slicked back ponytail, which is, like, where my issues come in from.
Or, like,
or think of, like, old Barbie movies.
I'm sorry.
We just think of old, like, because we used to watch so many Barbie movies. So we think of the old Barbie movies, and the guy's hair is so bad in that.
I was going to say the prince in the original Beauty and the Beast with, like, he has, like, the smallest ponytail. Like, it's, like, a little, like, rat tail with, like, a bow. Like, that's
like,
what
bro,
I picture.
Bro looked better as the Beast. Hot take.
Yeah, he did. He
hot
did.
Take. Bro should have stayed
that's
the Beast.
What, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's my next one?
Okay. Your next one's controlling.
I'm gonna pick the ponytail.
Yeah. You don't want to be.
I could overcome a Barbie greasy ponytail, but
just like
controlling.
If
no.
It's tied behind his head, I just forget it's there.
Just forget it's there.
Or like you could do like some like Dutch braids or something.
Yeah.
Like a little bit better.
Like Noah Kahn, like his little cute Dutch braids. Yeah.
You could make it.
I think just fantasy men like. Don't know how to manage a ponytail.
Yeah,
like they have
fighting.
Too much. Like they're in battle,
and
or
then if
like,
you're like if they're on a dragon, you're just picturing it like in
like,
the wind,
in the,
like a little like tail.
Your next one is okay. The first one is super jacked,
oh.
like coils of muscle, and like every time the female character or usually
like,
yeah usually it's a female character
his
looks at
rippled
them
under
his
tight
muscles
shirt.
Rippled under his tight white shirt. Oh my gosh.
Like, I feel like it's okay, but if you're mentioning it every second, then it's just like...
Like, I feel like this one comes up... I feel like this one can maybe be more excused when it comes up in fantasy books
because
it's like, okay.
Training and,
but then when it's like in contemporary romance, it's like, okay.
When he like goes for runs at like 4 a.m. Like,
yeah, you're like...
I just ran like 20 miles.
You're like, okay.
And I'm fine, yeah.
Okay. All right, so super jacked. Your second one is...
I feel like I'm creating like a monster over here.
When he has fur.
Oh, my God. Speaking of...
So, we're pretty much just referencing, like, A Court of Thorns and Roses here. Well, there's other fantasy books. Like, I know Cardin has a tail, but, like, for some reason, I'm fine with that.
Well, it's, like, it's a tail. I feel like that's not, like...
It's a tail.
It's, like,
I'm fine with him having a tail.
Okay. I'm choosing Super Jacked.
Okay.
I don't want him to have fur. That's just
because, I mean,
far.
I guess with Tamlin, like, he's, like, he can be a wolf, but then he can also be a human. So, he's not, like, always fur. I mean, and then same with, like, Jacob. Like, he's, like, sometimes a wolf, but then, like...
I don't know.
Sometimes
I feel like
human,
seeing your man in like, in an animal form or like a fur would just be like an ick.
So you wouldn't be in Beauty and the Beast
but
then.
But the Beast looks better as an animal. So like, but then you it's like you're dating an animal. Like that's just weird.
Furry alert.
Like you couldn't find anybody that wanted you, so you went into the Animalia kingdom.
Okay, so you're choosing Super Jacked. Okay,
really good at everything. So they're really strong. They're like the best of the best in whatever they do.
I feel
do.
Like this is also common for female characters in books as well.
Overconfident and narcissistic. So those kind of are similar.
Those are kind of similar. I think I'll probably pick good at everything because overconfident and narcissistic means like they could be actually terrible at everything, but they think they're good at everything. So I guess I'll pick good at everything and maybe that could benefit me to some degree. I hate everyone but you.
Ugh. I mean, that's, like, sweet, but at the same time,
it
you
is
need
sweet,
some friends.
But, like, friendship, don't underestimate the power of friendship.
No.
He's 500 million years older than you. This is a bit exaggerated, but, like, this is often common, like, in Twilight and ACOTAR.
The ultimate age gap romance.
Yes, but it's disguised, so it's not an age gap because they appear young, so no one sees it as an age gap. But think about it. It's creepy. It is so creepy. They're, like... Millions, they could be millions, hundreds of years older than the main character, and you're telling me that's not creepy. Like, if they appeared as an old man, you'd think it's creepy. But mm-hmm. because they're, like...
I feel like it's also...
Rippling fairy with muscles and golden hair. It's
I feel
fine.
Like it's also creepy because they're so much older, but, like, they probably met so many people, but they're, like, obsessed with you.
Yeah, they're like, why are you so special?
Why me?
Like
yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to pick?
I feel like that's hard because I would want him to have friends, and I wouldn't want him to, like, be judgmental of, like, my friends or, like my family and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But... The other,
he's 500 million years 500 older than you.
I don't know that. I feel like you honestly that one you just have to not think about it.
I feel like and I feel like the female main characters don't think about it.
Yeah,
like
I feel like you.
It's not an issue to them, really.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna choose that one because
okay.
I feel like the I hate everyone is just like
it's really.
Also I feel like it would be degrading on you because I feel like you'd kind of start to think in that mindset about
yeah.
like you really close off your. Doors and options and you kind of isolate yourself
yeah.
if you're thinking
and
oh
it feeds
I hate-
back into being clingy
yeah
as well.
And clingy and it can lead to like obsession and like being addicted to this person and kind of losing interest in everything that
yeah.
you actually enjoy doing
agreed
okay we have
manipulative there we go we got there okay I'm not loving that
oh manipulative or leaning in door frames
I'm gonna pick leaning in door frames.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel
but like if he was always like you're just think like you're doing something and then you turn around or you just get like you just get the presence of someone behind you and he's just like watching you
from the door frame.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like I feel like you could do that once and I'd be like, ooh. But then if you do
ooh.
But then if you keep doing it, I'd be like, bro. Do you need a chair? Like, do I need to get you a cane?
Yeah.
Do you need a chair? Do you need to sit down? Like, why are you leaning?
His spine is going to be permanently crooked.
He's rippled with muscle, but he can't possibly stand up without supporting himself against something.
Yep.
Okay, all right, ready?
Okay, so this is my last one.
Okay, here we go. All right, we've got misogynistic. Okay, and then your second one is... We've got touch her and I'll kill you.
Oh. No, but that also leads to overprotection, kind of clingy.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz if I'm not allowed to like associate with like other people and have like
that trip's just super annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, some people find it like if you're into enemies to lovers, some people I think especially some people find it like really romantic and it's just like no. It kind of degrades the female character or like the other love interest character. And it's just like, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm gonna choose that one though because I don't want to be dating a misogynist.
As one should
yeah,
should aim to.
That's just like, no.
Oh wait, it's your turn. Okay, all right. This is my last one.
Okay, we have one. He's 6'8", or like really really tall. Especially if you're like you're female. Well, you are short, but if like your character is short, then it's just like.
That's
you have like a whole person height difference is just too
when
much.
When he's 6'8", that's so funny. I feel like that's really specific for us.
Oh, okay. So the other one we have is I can't be near you when I'm like this.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Stop. Okay, I'm just gonna pick 6'8".
All right.
Okay. Read out your. This is our. These are our final book boyfriends. Created. In sponsorship of Toxic Traits.
Okay, guys, so my man growls. He's a growler. He's constantly raging, so I guess he has a really short temper. So hopefully we don't argue that much. He's jacked, which could potentially be...
Doesn't sound safe.
No, I fear my safety, which is, like, a good thing, but, like, he's, like, too... It's, like, too much.
Yeah.
He's over 500 million years old. And if anybody touches me, he'll kill you. So watch
okay,
your back.
So you low-key have a bodyguard.
Yeah.
But he might also like yell at you
yeah.
too. So okay, that sounds really toxic.
It does sound
like,
really toxic.
Really toxic.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, my guy, he smirks. He has a ponytail. He's good at everything. He leads in door frames and he's 6'8". I feel like my guy's doing...
We're total opposites.
He got all the physical... So I feel like mine's better.
Yours is not... Yes.
Mine's better because I got more of the superficial traits. Okay, so would you go on a date with your toxic boyfriend?
No.
No? Low-key, I would. I would try mine. I would try him out and
I
see.
I would try yours too.
we'll try him out. If he slid into my DMs, I wouldn't be too upset. I'd be like, okay. But I don't think it would go very far because he seems like he would get on my nerves.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's all we have for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed talking about horrible book boyfriends and toxic traits. I'd like to thank Piper for being on today's episode.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You're always welcome back. And I will see you guys next week. So as always, bedtime is optional. Finish your last chapter. All right, I'll see you next week. Bye.